That's
yeah.
We're ruined our story.
Oh, shit.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Kind of what reception expected.
What? I'm sorry.
What kind of reception expected?
I really don't know. You know, I'd like to think that it would be okay, but, you know, I understand that our fans have allegiances to teams, and you know, I don't play for the Suns anymore, so my feelings wouldn't be hurt if it wasn't the greatest. It's a little strange. This is, you know, first time flying in last night and seeing the city from the sky was something that I remembered, you know, playing for the Suns and being glad to be home. So, you know, I didn't realize probably how much I missed the city until, you know, I was around a little bit today and last night, and I talked to my wife, and we both feel the same way. You know, this was a big, you know, it was a big move for us, and we had been here for a while, and so we do miss it, but I am happy to be in Charlotte and be, you know, having a chance to play for, you know, for Coach Brown again, and it's a good situation. I think I've said before that the Suns got a really good player, and, you know, they don't seem to have skipped a beat, so. I'm going to try to keep emotions out of it. I mean, you know, if I'm going to help my team win or have a chance to win, I got to keep as even a keel as possible. So I will try to keep emotions out of it. I'm sure some will creep in once I get to the arena and start seeing, you know, friendly faces and people that I had daily routines with. And, you know, some emotions will creep in, but I'm going to try to keep it as business like as possible.
How does it feel to come back to a city where you define yourself as an offensive player?
You know, I don't really even think of it as defining myself. I played on some really good teams here and you know, put up a lot of great team numbers, you know, for this franchise, and we won a lot of games, and I got to play with some Hall of Fame players, and so for me it was just a fantastic ride while it lasted. I was so grateful to get the opportunity to come here as a free agent, and Mike and his staff really allowed me to kind of do some things and blossom a bit offensively, and I couldn't have done that, you know, without Stevie and Amari and all those great players I got to play with. So, you know, Phoenix will always be, you know, one of my favorite stops along the way.
You got your thing going on in Charlotte, but just your thoughts on what's happening here. Obviously, Terry looking to go. Do you rethink your thoughts on what happened?
You know, Terry was put in a tough spot. You know, he came in taking over the reins for a guy who had so much success here and you know, was really the, you know, a favorite of all the players, and he was, you know, he was missed when he left, and so it was a really tough spot to put Terry in. You know, having said that, you know, I thought at times, you know, there needed to be a bit more flexibility there, especially when you were taking over a situation like that, and guys were kind of entrenched in what they had done. I know there was going to be a focus on other things, and that's why he was brought in, but I thought there needed to be a bit of flexibility, and that's just one guy's opinion, but I think it got to a point where there needed to be a change, whether that was, you know, via personnel move before the deadline or if you went the coaching route, and one way or another they needed some fresh blood, and I think, you know, it was unfortunate it was Terry. You hate to see anyone fired, but I think for the team at that point, you know, it seemed to be a good move. So, you know, I wish him the best and his family. But
he asked you earlier today whether, you know, if he hadn't abandoned the style that this team had so much success with in the past, whether you and Morris might still be in this city. He said probably.
There's no question. You know, it was unfortunate that you know, we had such a great group and a group that really enjoyed playing for the fans here and really, you know, laid it on the line every night. Not that they don't now, but when the changes came down, and I think Steve Kerr put it to me best, you know, in every move there are some pieces that get left behind, you know, and you get to your new house and you realize you forgot this and you forgot that, and I was one of those pieces, and it was okay, but for me at this point in my career, I wasn't satisfied with that necessarily, and I think, you know, Terry and his staff didn't think me playing the way I was playing was helping them. And I agreed. At the end of the day, if I couldn't do the things that make me who I am for the team, then they should get someone who could help out better than I could. And you know, I would have loved to have stayed, you know, in a perfect world, but it's not a perfect world. And I'm on a great team in Charlotte, and I'm having fun playing again. And, you know, it was what it was. It wasn't fun for me here anymore at that time. And so it was a good move for me. And like I said, a good move for the Suns. So, you know, we've all moved on.
The coaching style that you play for next year, how would you compare that to
your coaching? Which one? Terry's or...
Less than 7 seconds or less. basketball.
Yeah, they're night and day different. They're night and day different. It's fun. Yeah, I mean, you know, basketball is fun. You know, if you love to play and you're allowed to, you know, use your creativity and do some of the things that you're good at, you're going to love to play. And so, you know, the situation in Charlotte was one that I was able to do some things and help out again and be allowed to do some of the things that I like to do. And so, for me, it is fun. And it doesn't mean we have to score 120 a night. It doesn't mean I have to shoot 7-8 threes a game. But I'm having fun playing, and that's really important when you do it for a living, and you have to do it so many times, hundreds of times over a season. I mean, you want to be able to have fun. And so, you know, I'm glad for the opportunity.
What was it that took the fun out?
You know, for me personally, I didn't have a lot of faith in what we were doing. I didn't, and again, that's, you know, I'm not an authority on basketball. I'm not a coach, but I thought some of the things that we were doing at times weren't putting us in the best, you know, position to be a successful team. And, you know, one of my best qualities is also one of my worst. You get what you see. And so it's hard for me to sometimes, you know, keep my emotions in check or my facial expressions. And so I guess, you know, I could have done a better job with that maybe in retrospect, but there were times where I didn't agree with it, and I thought as a player on a team, you know, people had told me that I was one of the emotional leaders of the team, and they always encouraged me to do that here. You know, I thought it was okay that I say, look, I don't necessarily think this is putting us in the best situation to win. And so sometimes people, you know, ask you to speak your mind and tell you the truth, and they don't want to hear it. And, you know, I learned a lesson from that. Well, there's obviously going to be a bit of a hang-up initially, you know, when you're going from one system to another. And so at that point, I was just trying to feel my way around it and really try to get a feel for what Terry wanted to do and give him some time to kind of set his rules and his limitations on what we were going to do offensively and then maybe, you know, loosen the reins a bit at times and just kind of feel the situation out because I didn't really know what to expect. I hadn't been here over the summer, but it became evident, you know, the more we played that he wanted to play a specific way, and I you know, it's debatable whether that was the best, you know, route to go. If he had had more time, maybe it would have succeeded, but I didn't believe that it was putting us in the best situation to win. We were built a certain way to play a certain style, and with the personnel we had at the time, I didn't think that was the best. So after the change of personnel, maybe it was, but and so that's why you have to make those moves. Jay Rich is actually renting my house right now, so it worked out pretty good. And hopefully he'll rent it for the rest of his career. We'll see until the market flips.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
See ya.